Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliar. Today's guest is Melissa Berrios, and today's episode is brought to you by Franchise Payments Network, Fotify, and we welcome a brand new sponsor today, iPost. iPost is the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. Melissa Berrios is the founder of Melissa Berrios Consulting and its mother company, Virtual Mente Libra, which I'm sure she will correct my horrible pronunciation of. And she's also the host of a podcast by the same name. She works with entrepreneurs to elevate their online presence. And she joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Hello, Melissa.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And you're in the Orlando, Florida area. Is that right?
That's correct.
So a little bit of pretty decent weather happening there for January, a little bit warmer than Chicago.
Yeah, this is when it's really nice to be in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to learn about some of the work that you're doing for entrepreneurs, especially in content marketing and social media marketing. But first, give us a little overview of your companies and what you're doing there.
Well, I'm the founder of Melissa Berrios Consulting, and its mother company is Virtualmente Libre, which is a community of Latina entrepreneurs that are wanting to scale their businesses and learn online marketing strategies. So that's what we have, a community of more than 1,400 Latinas in Facebook. And we also have a podcast where we teach them and help them scale and grow their businesses through online marketing strategies. And then the other company, Melissa Berrios Consulting, is where we serve 6 and 7 figure high achieving entrepreneurs, elevate their online presence, and deliver a world-class experience to their audiences. We basically manage their social media and email marketing and help them with their content strategy.
Excellent. So how did you get to what you're doing today? Give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I'm going to try to summarize it. So I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. That's where I went to school and moved. I went to school for engineering. I'm a civil engineer. After finishing my bachelor's, I moved to the mainland U.S. in the Washington, D.C. area to pursue my engineering career, where I lived for 13 years. And I, you know, grew a family there. I was growing in my engineering career as well. But at the same time, I've always been a very creative person. And I've always been, I mean, even when I was in high school, my counselor told me I needed to be going to school for something related to marketing because I was so good at selling and, you know, all the raffles and all that stuff in school. Like, I was very good at it. And she would always tell me, you need to do something with that. And I don't know. I went for engineering because so my family are engineers. And so with time, you know, as I was growing a family and I was growing in my career as well, moving from the creative aspects of engineering into more of a management role, some of those creative juices starting to die. And I started looking for other things to do in my free time that will fulfill that for me. And that's where I started a blog. And that's where it all started. I have a big passion for traveling, which we can't do right now, but I love traveling. And so I had a friend that was starting a blog, and it was something completely different, like a lifestyle kind of what we call mommy blog, and talking about, you know, all those things. And I asked her, and she really inspired me to putting that passion that I had into writing and into the online space. And so while I was an engineer, I was on my free time blogging, and I went down that rabbit hole of learning everything about how to create a website, not really coding, but a little bit of that too. Mm-hmm. and really how to, when I was like, you know, constantly working on the blog, then I went in the rabbit hole of how to market the blog and how to, you know, get it out there in the social media and all the online marketing strategies. I took courses. I did everything out there. Everything that is out there, I've done and I learned. And so I was doing that while I was still doing my engineering job. So it was just a hobby. But after my second son was born, my health started deteriorating, and it was due to, you know, mental health issues with postpartum, and really like the work-life balance of an engineering career is really challenging. And so we decided as a family that I would, you know, take a break from my 9 to 5 and my career. And so while I was at home, I kept blogging, and all of a sudden, like it, you know, like a light bulb went on that I could be doing something with all this that I know, all this knowledge I had, and make it into some form, like, you know, source of income for my family as well. And so I just launched a marketing agency. And within like a week of launching a marketing agency, and my agency, a friend of mine that is an online entrepreneur, and she's a very well-known business coach in Puerto Rico, hired me in this spot to work with her. So working with her, not only, you know, all the knowledge I had, I was able to apply in a real life online business, and also learn other things about like how to run the operations of the back end of an online business. And it just kind of evolved from there. And it's where it is today, which is a concierge level done for you service. And so the community started because I just found that there was this need in the Latino community for people that wanted to learn to launch an online business as well and to market their businesses online. But the information was not available to them in Spanish. Or if it was available, it was very kind of hard to digest, very complicated, you know, mm-hmm. way of learning, you know, kind of like the vocabulary was a little bit too complicated for most people. Mm-hmm. And then, so I started doing the podcast with teaching them the strategies and started going live every week. I still do. And so the community has been growing since then. And I'm really happy to serve them in that way and fill that gap.
What I really love about your story is there are so many, you know, marketing professionals and consultants who have never really marketed their own business, or they've never really done their own marketing, but they're, you know, trying to tell other people how to do it. But you actually started by doing that for yourself and marketing your blog and your online business. And also, I think there's got to be parts of your engineering background, just the technical stuff, but you know, there's got to be certain aspects of engineering that really help you with your business. And I think one of them could be working with entrepreneurs who are maybe at some point going to take the same leap that you took, getting out of your engineering industry, or for them, maybe they're in some other, you know, type of industry, and they're going to take the leap and become an entrepreneur as well. So you can always say, I've already done this. Here's how I did it. And I think there's a real lack of that right now in, mm-hmm. in both marketing and in consulting for business ownership of people who've actually done that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really want to dive into today is a couple of areas that I think you're doing a great job leading people in, specifically on Instagram. I see your Instagram posts and stories all the time. And I really want to get some good best practices and advice for all of the entrepreneurs and people trying to build their own personal brands, especially on Instagram today. Give us some thoughts on the best way to create content that would elevate a brand right now.
Well, first of all, Instagram is a visual platform. And that's something that sometimes most entrepreneurs won't understand, and they try to treat Instagram as if it was Facebook, but it's really, it's more visual than Facebook. And mm-hmm. the way I look at it is, if we look at the traditional marketing, for example, the newspaper, magazines, television, if we compare the different social platforms, they all are parallel to some of those, right? So, for example, I compare YouTube, you know, with television now. That's how we consume television on the internet. And Facebook to me is more of a newspaper. We have a lot of news going on. There's a lot of content from like all sort of directions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then Instagram to me is sort of like a magazine. It's much more visual, and it's curated to the ideal client, right? To the person that wants to, you know, consume that content. And so on Instagram, and really on social media and all the platforms, your content is your storefront, is what your customers will use to make a decision to purchase or hire you or work with you, right? So the first thing you need to do to elevate your content is really, you really need to know your ideal client or that person you really want to consume your content. And you want to create content that appeals to that person. And especially on Instagram, the first thing your ideal client needs to know when coming across your content is, first thing, who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. Mm. And this is something, especially on Instagram, that it's going to come across in like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
When someone comes across a piece of content of yours on Instagram, if they really like it, and if they're really interested, they're going to click on your profile, and they're going to take make a decision right there if they want to follow you or not, and if they want to continue to consume your content. So you really need to be able to position yourself or your company as experts in the industry. They really need to know how you can help them and what's in it for them, you know? So the way I approach content these days is with a strategy that one of my business coaches, Kelly Roach, told me, and I've implemented it and perfected it over time. And it's by doing it in, there's three layers of content marketing. There is the how-to content, which is anything that it's has to do with teaching something specific, that is going to establish that credibility and position yourself as an expert. When you're starting a business, most of your content is going to be the how to, you know, like the 10 ways to do this, you know, that how to content. But that really needs to be layered in with hope marketing, which is where you're helping your audience believe in the future, believe that it's possible, and understand big picture what's available for them. So one without the other is not, they're not going to work, because if you are creating content, you know, hope content all the time, you're going to be a great cheerleader, right? You can do it. You know, this is possible for you. But if you don't tell them the how, or if you only tell them how to do things all the time, you're going to come across as a, you know, robotic teacher. Mm. So you really have to be combining both, so that there's the human aspect and there's the hope aspect, but also you're telling them how to do it. And the third layer, which is a little bit more, it's a deeper layer, is conviction marketing. And this is where you're really positioning yourself as a leader. Because if you really want to elevate, you want to be a leader in your industry. And this is when you really establish what you stand for and what you believe, and you say it, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying, you know, this is what's wrong. This is what you've been doing. This is what's wrong. Here's how you fix it. And a good example could be, you know, if you're a weight loss coach and you see that a lot of people are doing, you know, quick, easy diets that are going to, you know, give you a quick win or a quick, you know, weight loss, but then you know that they're going to gain all the weight back after a period of time. And then you say it, you know, this is what you've been doing. This is what's wrong. Here's how you fix it. He's, you know, and that's what's going to position you as a leader. And it's going to establish your credibility with the audience. So those are really the key elements of your content that you need to have in order to elevate.
And I see a lot of people sharing some of those things, but very few people sharing all three layers of that. And is that sort of what leads to people having a lot of content out there, but not a lot of conversions, or it doesn't really turn mm-hmm. into a customer? Is that part of the problem?
Yes. And exactly. And also with conversion, you know, your messaging needs to be clear and directed to that person, right? Sometimes we create content to the world, but we don't really have a person in mind. We really don't have an audience honed in. And that really, that confuses a lot of people, and a confused audience will never make a decision, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So whether you're teaching or inspiring or convincing them of something, you need to understand, they need to understand who you are and how can you help them? And they need to believe that you can help them.
Back in a moment after this word about something buzzworthy to reward your customers with. It's Pollinate, an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales, frequency, and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new reward streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. Tell us how you and your clients and anybody listening could do a better job of being efficient at creating content and kind of planning out what kinds of content they're going to create, because this is not a, you know, 2 minutes a day type of program. It sounds like, how can we get better at planning and creating?
Yeah, so you just said it right there. Planning is key. In order to have good content, you need to plan, and it needs to be intentional, right? So the way I organize my content and my clients' content is, you know, we have categories. Like we just spoke about like the how-tos, the hope and conviction marketing, but we also have topics, right? So if you have different topics that you want to talk about, what kind of messaging you can have within the how-tos, within the conviction, within the hope, under those topics. And you know, you start creating like sort of a matrix with all those types of messaging and content, so that you're not improvising, right? If we start improvising every day, then your content is not going to be that good. It's not going to convert.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there a good way to reach people who, I guess you would consider them to be really cold leads, or they're people who've really never heard of the brand that you're working on before? Because I think the biggest trouble that I hear from people on Instagram is, well, I'm starting this business. I have virtually zero followers to start with. And, you know, everybody else on Instagram seems to have a million followers already, right? So it's easy for them to reach a lot of people. So what do you tell a brand or an entrepreneur who's starting from literally zero and reaching out and finding, you know, basically doing cold calling on Instagram?
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, there's a myth that you need to have a lot of followers in order to have a successful business and market on Instagram. It's all about quality versus quantity. Sometimes we see a lot of these big accounts with lots of followers, but they really don't have the quality of following or the leads, the types of leads that they have in their, you know, account are not aligned with their ideal client. So they're not going to buy, they're not customers. So it's better to have a small audience that it's warm leads that you're going to be building, you know, as you go, than having like a million followers that are not going to convert. So that's first. Second, when you're just starting with Instagram, you really need to think about what is Instagram? What was the purpose of Instagram in the first place? And it was for people to socialize and to interact, right? So that's what you need to be doing. You need to start following other accounts, and you need to start engaging with other accounts. And that's how you are going to start growing your Instagram following. Excellent. And the accounts that you're going to interact with are not just any account. You're going to be strategic about who are you going to start interacting with. One thing I do for my clients and for myself, because I still interact in Instagram a lot. Like it's just part of what you need to be doing every single day. Make a list of other accounts or influencers in your industry that you know that they have followers that are your ideal clients. Start interactive with them. You know, go to the place, figure out where they live, where they're hanging out, and go there and start interacting with them. And that's how you start building not only following, but also meaningful relationships. That's what people are craving, relationships on social media. We say it's social media, but we're not being social on it. It's just,
yeah,
I know.
Very true. And especially, you know, after a year of lockdown in many parts of the country and a pandemic and no travel, I think there the potential to interact and engage with someone on Instagram or some other platforms is better now than it was a year ago. And a year ago is better than it was 2 years ago. So I there's just so much potential right now for new brands and entrepreneurs. Melissa, the last thing I want to ask you about is, are there any other platforms that you see coming down aside from Instagram that you're excited about or you want people to learn about, or maybe that you see us doing a lot more work in over the next couple of years?
Yes, there's a couple. First off, LinkedIn. I feel like that platform has always been a networking, you know, professional networking platform, but it's really becoming like the old Facebook.
Yeah,
And that's and the amount of reach that we're having in LinkedIn right now is insane compared to what Facebook and Instagram are giving us right now. It's like a 2%, you know, reach of our posts. So I recommend, and this is something I'm also working on with my company, is starting, if you don't have a LinkedIn account yet, build one and start posting, start building your audience there. It's going to become bigger and bigger, and it's going to have more and more capabilities. I think right now you can, I think they launched live video as well in LinkedIn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's opportunity there for growth, a lot of opportunity there. TikTok, I think, is a platform that a lot of people are very confused about, just because there's a lot of teenagers and little kids doing, all kinds of dancing. But it's really like, I see TikTok like the old Instagram as well. You know, I feel like it's going to mature as people using the platform will grow and will become adults. And we should be on it. And the way we can use it is, you know, just to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, you know, approach it as just go and teach. Just make a video. You don't have to dance. You don't have to do anything like that. Just teach. Just talk.
Okay. You sold me on it. I can't dance. So I'll find something else to make a video about. So excellent. Thank you for that, Melissa. Before we go, if anyone would like to ask you some more questions, where can they find you? Website, communities, social handles, where would you like people to go?
So they can find me on Instagram. It's at Melissa M. Berrios. And we have our podcast for those who speak Spanish. You can listen to the podcast, Virtualmente Libre, the podcast. And we have a community on Facebook. And if you're interested in my services, you can go to my website. It's www.melissaberrios.net/English, because we have both.
Okay.
We have both good languages in the website.
Good.
So
excellent. And I'll have links to all of those places in today's show notes so people can find you easily. Melissa, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to chat with you again real soon down the road.
Thank you so much.
Before we go, a quick word from Photify. I've had several people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at franchise systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their teams the ability to make great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is how you do it. Sign up now at photify.pro. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.